Today Shir's Masech to Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Shloisha Dvorim Tzarch Adam Lamed B'Toich Beisoy Erev Shabbos M'Chashecha. There are three things a person should say to the people of his family Erev Shabbos right before the Zman. And as Rashi points out, it's important to say it not too early in the day. Because if you're going to say it too early in the day, people are going to think, well, there's plenty of time left till Shabbos is coming. There's no reason to concern ourselves with what this person is saying. So say it Erev Shabbos and Chashech right before Ben HaShemoshes. Ashartem, the first question is, did you take off Meiser from everything that you want to eat on Shabbos? Because even though, as we have learned, Midaraisa for produce to be mechuyev and taking off trumas and maestris, you need to have that two things happen. There was nigmar hapri, if the fruit was, the processing was completely finished, and it was brought into the house through the front door. If those two conditions weren't met, the halach is that during the week, you could eat from that produce, which is still tevel, achilas aroy. But that's during the week. But Shabbos, since everything that we eat on Shabbos is considered an achilas kva, as the pasuk says, v'karosol Shabbos oinig, so anything we eat on Shabbos is considered an achilas kva. Therefore, you have to make sure that trumas and maaseris were removed from all of the peiros. And as the Sfas Emes points out, people are lazy. And they always wait for the last minute to do things. So therefore, he says, during the week, a person doesn't necessarily take off Meiser as soon as he can. But it isn't such a big deal. Because right before you eat, you'll take off the Trumas and Meisris from the produce that you want to eat. But on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to do it, because it looks like it's being masak and you're making the food edible. So therefore the halacha is, you should do it, you have to make sure that it's done before Shabbos. So the first question is Ashartem, did you take off Maisem? The next thing is Eraftem. There are two types of Erevin that are made on Lukavit Shabbos, as we're going to see. One is Erev Tchumim. The halacha is that on Shabbos, one may not walk outside of a city, past the city if there's no houses, 2,000 amma. If you want to walk more than 2,000 amma in any direction, you need to leave an area of tchumim. That means if you want to walk 4,000 amma to the east side, you put down on Erev Shabbos a area of tchumim, 2,000 amma to the east of your city. What that makes, what that creates, is that the place where you're kind of shvisa, the place where it's considered that you're going to take up residence for Shabbos, is where your Erev is. And you could therefore walk 2,000 amas further from that Erev. But as we've said many times, there's nothing free in life. And if you put the Erev on the east side, so you have indeed gained that you could walk another 2,000 amas to the east, but you won't be able to walk to the west. So again, you're supposed to ask Erev Shabbos before Ben HaShemoshes, was the Erev Tchumim that one wants or needs put down? The other question meant, would he raft them, as Eruv Chatzeris. We know that one may not carry, we began the Masechta, from Rosh HaSayochet to Rosh HaSarab and vice versa. Midaraisa, one has a lot of carry from one Rosh HaSayochet to another Rosh HaSayochet. So the best example we always give is if somebody lives in an apartment building. So technically, you're allowed to carry from your apartment to the common areas, to the lobby, to the halls. However, Chazal said that since this is a more your apartment is a more private Rosh HaSayochet than these other areas, so in order to avoid Chas V'Shalom somebody carrying from Rosh HaSayochet to Rosh HaSarabim, Chazal said you could only carry that way if you put down an Erev Chatzeris. By putting food in one of the apartments, what that accomplishes is as if we're all living together and there isn't one more private area than the other area. So that's the other question one should ask right before Shabbos. And the third is Hadlikus HaNer. Did you put on the candle? So the Torah points out, Ishartem, says the Torah, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, where we take off Meiser. In Chutz La'aretz, where we don't take off Meiser, we don't have to ask about Ishartem. But the Torah does point out that even though we don't have to ask about Meiser, we do have to ask about Challah. If Challahs were baked the covered Shabbos, we have to check that the Challah was removed. However, there are Rishonim that say Challah is different than Meiser. As we mentioned earlier, Meiser could only be removed right when the Peiros are completed. Challah is removed when we make the dough. And therefore, it's easier to... The challah is more likely that when the dough was prepared, you took off challah. Moreover, challah's chutz la'aretz, you could take off b'diavad after, even on Shabbos. The way it works is, let's say somebody realizes that he didn't take off challah from his dough for the challah that he prepared for Shabbos. The halach is he could eat from that challah and leave over at the end a little piece of challah, a little piece of bread, challah, that will be designated as the challah. Says the Mechas Yitzchok, that in Chelik Hei Simen Memvov, that only works in Chutz La'aretz, where Chiyuv Challah is a Derabbanan. In Eretz Yisrael, where the Chiyuv Challah is a Deraisa, that wouldn't be acceptable. Moreover, even in Eretz Yisrael, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it wouldn't work. Because let's say you baked Challahs for Shabbos, and you're going to, and you realize you didn't take off challah, and now you have a challenge because you can't take off the challah, you can't leave over that challah from the bread, from the challah on Shabbos because it's chametz and Pesach is arriving, and therefore, in such a situation, the halacha is that even in chutz la'aretz, you should ask, was the challah removed? Hadlikas Aner says Rashi that the Tana changes his terminology. Hedliku Asaner is not a question. Hedliku Asaner is a statement. Because Ishartem and Iraftem, I can't know if you did it or you didn't do it. I can't know what happened in the house. But Hedliku Asaner is something that we could easily see, and therefore you should make the statement, Shabbos is coming, and you have to put on the candle. Of course, if it's a situation where there are many rooms in the home where you put on candles or you're in a place where you can't see, then Hedlikus Aner should also be asked as a question. Continues the Mishnah, Sofak Hasheka, Sofak Enech Hasheka, in a time where it's Bein HaShemashos, which we're going to be discussing extensively in our coming shiurim, where it's not sure, is it already Shabbos or not? So the halacha is Eime Asmus Avadai. Chazal said that during that time, we have to treat it like Shabbos L'chumra. So something which is awesome midaraisa may not be done then. So Eime Asmus Avadai, taking off from Trumas and Maestris is the Issa Deraisa, so I can't do that. Eime Atbilamas Akelim. The halacha is that if somebody buys a keli from an akum, he has to take it to the mikveh. And by putting it to the mikveh, you're making it into usable. So that's called Masakan Keli, may not be done on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, a question, is this an Issa D'Oraisa, Issa D'Rabbanan? Maybe just putting into the mikveh is not noticeable that I'm being misakin as a keli. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that what one should do, if he has a keli that he needs to use on Shabbos, that he didn't have the opportunity to take to the mikveh before Shabbos, he should give it to an akum. And since it now belongs to the akum, the halacha is such a keli doesn't have to chiv tefilas kelim, and then the akum should give me permission to use it. So safek hashech, safek hashech, eimat asmus avadai, eimat binlas a kelim, and certainly eimat likimus aneris, because it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos certainly you're not allowed to turn on a fire. In fact, Rashi asked the question: if you're not allowed to take off meiser and you're not allowed to take a keli to the mikveh, which are the rabbanans, certainly putting on a candle, which is a Issa D'Oraisa, is Osir. So Rashi indeed says that the way to understand the Mishnah is Zu ve'ein tzarech le'mezu. This halacha is self-understood. The Tosfos Rit explains that the Mishnah is teaching us that I would think that maybe I'm allowed to ask an akum to turn on the candle, to put on the candle for me. That's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Teaches us the Mishnah that in the time of Sofech HaSheicha, Sofech HaYin HaSheicha, in the time of Bein HaShmoshes, you're not allowed to even ask an Akum to put on a candle on your behalf. Because the entire chiv of taking off Trumas and Meisters from the Mai is only a Drabaran and Legozru Shvus Bebein HaShmoshes. Arvin, as we mentioned before, the chiv of making an Erev is only a Drabaran, so we could be more lenient in the time of Bein HaShmoshes. But time of Sachamim, we could put the food into hat and wrap the food into a hat to keep it warm, but as we're going to learn in the Gemara, hatmana that may be done on Erev Shabbos is only hatmana in something which is enoi mois of hevel, something that doesn't increase the heat. The Taisus Chadoshim asked the question, why does the Mishnah have to teach us Sofik HaSheicha, Sofik Enech HaSheicha, this redundancy? It should say, it's a Sofik, if it's Shabbos or not, Sofik HaSheicha. So he answers, that we want to learn here, we're learning here a bichidish, that the halacha of Bein HaShmoshes, which we're learning in our Mishnah, has certain independent rules, applies both on Friday evening and on Motzoi Shabbos. Safek HaSheicha means it's a safek on Friday evening. Is it already dark? And is it already Shabbos? Safek HaEinech HaSheicha refers to Motzoi Shabbos, and maybe it's already the weekday, and both times are considered Bein HaShmoshes, with all of the halachas that we're going to learn that apply to Bein HaShmoshes. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Magen Avraham says that the different leniencies that we're learning regarding Bein HaShmoshes only apply to Bein HaShmoshes Friday afternoon, because it isn't yet Shabbos. But when we speak about Bein HaShmoshes of Motzoi Shabbos, where it was already Shabbos, and now we want to start treating it like a weekday, there we can't be lenient. Our Mishnah is very clear that the determining factor is Bein HaShmoshes. However, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Paiskim, they all indicate that that is not necessarily what is the determining factor when Shabbos is in the Halach L'maisim. The Sfas Emes says that as soon as the candles are lit, the halacha is that it already becomes Shabbos. And that's why the Sfas Emes says we could understand the order of the Mishnah. Because once we tell our family members, Hedliku Asaner, it becomes Shabbos. And once it becomes Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference what time. Of course, it has to be after Bein HaShmoshes. But once it's Shabbos, after the plague, once it's Shabbos, then it doesn't make a difference between a shmoshes or anything else. You can't take Maisa, you can't make an Erev. Because as the Shvas Emes quotes the Mordechai, he says, once you put on the candles, it's considered Kabbalah Shabbos. And not only that, he says that the Kabbalah Shabbos that's accomplished with the turning on, the lighting of the Shabbos lights, is not only for the woman, but it's even for everybody in the house. And that's why he explains the minig that we're all familiar with, that on Erev Shabbos, when it's Hanukkah, we first put on the Hanukkah candles, and then we light the Shabbos candles. Because once the Shabbos candles are lit in the house, according to the Bahag, it's Shabbos for everyone in the house. The Ramban disagrees, and he says that the Kabbalah Shabbos V'Hadlokas Neiris is only for the women who light the candles. And that's the opinion that the Ramah follows, that only by the women are Makabel Shabbos when they light the Shabbos candles. And in fact, that's why the Ramah says that a woman should first light the Shabbos candle and then only recite the bracha on the Shabbos candles. Normally we know that whenever you're going to do a mitzvah, first you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. But says the Ramah, that once the woman's going to say the bracha, she's been Mekabel Shabbos. Once she's been Mekabel Shabbos, she can no longer light, the candles, because it's already Shabbos for her. And that's why here we reverse the order. First the women make the bracha, and then they light the Shabbos candles. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael for the Majlis Rebbe explains a Pidrush the three statements that our Mishnah says we need to make on Friday afternoon, Ishartam, Miraftam, Adlikus, and Ner, that they refer to the three bakoshes that we all daven for. B'nei, for children, chayiv, for healthy life, umazayah, for panosah. Ishartam refers to panosah. Miraftam refers to our children. Because as the Medrash says, the famous Medrash, that the Torah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are going to be the guarantors that Klal Yisrael will learn and follow the Torah? Klal Yisrael said, B'neinu Arevim Lanu. Our children are the Arevim, are the guarantors. And Adlikus Aner refers to life, as the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmash Adam. And the Tachlis, the purpose of having Chaya B'noyim Mezoini, for all of it, is just for Avodas Hashem. And that's why we say Erev Shabbos. A person has to tell his children, tell his family, as Shabbos arrives, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, what is our purpose in life? Why do we need a Shartam? And why do we need a Raftam? And why do we need a Likus Aner? All for Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Limud HaTorah. That's the purpose that Hashem puts us in this world. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where do we know that this is what we're supposed to do Friday afternoon? Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yodata kisholom alecha, v'karata novecha, v'loisechta. Sholom alecha refers to putting on the candle. As we've learned earlier in our Masechta, the purpose of lighting candles for Shabbos is sholom bayis. V'karata is novecha, is where we will live. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, the purpose of putting down the Erev Tchumim is to establish where we're going to take residence for Shabbos. V'loy sechta is that we should take off Meiser and Chas V'Shalom not eat food that involves an Aveira, eating something that we're not supposed to eat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Barav Huna, Afagav the Amar Rabbonin, even though we just learned in the Mishnah, the Shlosha Dvarim Tzorach Adam Loimer, a person has to make these three declarations Erev Shabbos. Tzorach lememremra benechusa. You should be careful to say it gently. Keichad lekab lemenei. If a person wants that people, explains the Meiri, that people should be honest with him. He's asking a question. And he's asking Meshartem, he's asking Raftem. If he wants to be sure that the people will answer him honestly, he has to say it in a way that he shouldn't cause fear in the house. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Ano lo Shmili, I never heard this statement of Rabbi Barav Huna. However, the Kiyamti Misfara, I understood by myself that if I want to accomplish something in my home, that's the way to do it. Hagu Fakasha, ask the Gemara. Amrit, we just learned in the Mishnah, the Shlosha Dvarim Tzorach Adam Loim V'Toich Beisa Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Im Chashecha, which means that you have to ask these questions, make these statements. Im Chashecha means during the day, in. Sofech Chashecha, Sofech En Chashecha, at the period that's already Bein HaShemoshes, Loi, it's too late. V'Hadatani, but then we learned in our Mishnah, Sofech Chashecha, Sofech Ein Chashecha, when it's the time of Bein HaShemoshes, we learned in our Mishnah, Ma'ariv, you could still put down the Erev. Answers the Gemara, Simen Begufya Zimra Tzifra Bechavlo de Milso, Amarav Loikasha. Kan, the Mishnah that says one should put down the Erev, well, it's before Bein HaShemoshes, is referring to Eruvei Tchumim. That even if we'll hold that if a Ruvit Chumim, we're going to learn later in our Masechta, Daf Samach Tes, and we're going to learn a Masechta Erevin Daf Nun Aleph, a Machloikis, if Erev Chumim is a Issa Daraisa, Issa Darabonon, but everybody agrees that there's an Asmachta, there are Psukim in the Torah that teach us about Erev Chumim. So therefore, we have to be stricter about Erev Chumim, and we have to make sure that the Erev Chumim is placed l'chatchila for sure, as we're about to learn, before Bein HaShemoshes. However, as we explained in the Mishnah, Erev Chatzeris is only a chumrah because it involves really carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. So the entire purpose of the Erev Chatzeris is only a Derabbanan, And therefore, we're more lenient when it comes to Eruv Chetzeris, and we allow it to be put down. By Bein Shemoshes. So says the Gemara. Amar Rava. If Shnayim, if two people tell a Shliach, Tzeiv Arev Aleinu, put down an Erev on our behalf at a certain point. At the same point, we both want to walk, let's say, to the east side of our city. Lechet, now the halacha is, the Erev has to be put down, L'chatchila, Bein HaShemoshes. That's when you're kind of Shvisa. That's the defining moment when it's determined if you're Erev, where you took up residence for Shabbos. Lechet Erev Alei B'Boi Joy. For one, he put down the Erev before Bein HaShemoshes. Lechet Erev Alei Bein HaShemoshes. And the other one he put down Bein HaShemoshes. And as the Rishonim point out, Taisa says, even though we just learned in the Gemara that certainly the Eruv Tchumim should be put Miboy Joim, but the Eved, if the Eruv Tchumim was only put down Bein HaShemoshes, it is valid. Zesh Eruv Lo Miboy Joim, the Eruv that was put down already Friday by day, Nechel Eruvay was eaten up Bein HaShemoshes before it became night. Zesh Eruv Lo Bein HaShemoshes, and the Eruv that was placed by Bein HaShemoshes, Nechel Eruv Mishach HaShecha, that it was only, it was eaten up after it became dark. That means both people are kind of shvis in the same place where the shliach put down the Erev on their behalf. But for the person that the Erev was put down by day, we want to consider Bein HaShemoshes to be night. And for the person who the Erev Tchumen was put down by Bein HaShemoshes, for this individual, we want Bein HaShemoshes still to be considered day. Paskins Rava, Manavshach. E Bein HaShemoshes Shemamahu. If we're going to say Bein HaShemoshes is still considered day, so then Basra Likni, Kamla Likni. The second Erev should be good, but the first Erev should not be good. Because as we always say, the Erev Tchum has to be there when Shabbos begins. If we're saying Bein HaShemoshes is when Shabbos begins, this person's Erev wasn't there anymore by Bein HaShemoshes. If, on the other hand, we're going to say Bein HaShemoshes Lailahu, so Kama Likna, so the Erev, his Erev was there till the Bein HaShemoshes. So when the Erev had to be kind of Shvisa, when the Erev had to make that was his place of residence, when Shabbos begins, it was there. But Basra, the second Erev that was already only put down when it's Bein HaShemoshes, too little, too late. So how do we look at it? Says the Gemara, since Bein HaShemoshes is a Sveikad Rabbananhu, Bein HaShemoshes is a Sofik, we could go Lekula, Sofik Derban and Lekula, and we'll make it for both of them, and both Erevs will be considered a valid Erev. Now, ask the Ramban, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that if two people traveled on two roads, one road was Tahar, and one road was Tameh. We don't know who went on the Tardiga road or who went on the Tamadiga road. So the halacha is like this. If they come separately, so we could tell each person individually, you are Tar. But if they come together, we can't tell them both you're Tar, because certainly one walked on a Tamadiga road. So ask the Ramban, why over here doesn't the Gemara say this? And say the same, that if they both came together, we can't say that both Erev Tchumims are good, because one is certainly not put down in the right time. So the Ramban answers, as the Gemara said, since the entire issue here is a Drabonon, Sofik the Drabonon Lekula, and that's why we could be lenient. Ask the Noida Behuda, I'll show you that even by Issa Drabonon, we don't use this type of Kula. The Gemara says that if there was a pile of Chametz in front of two homes that were properly cleaned for Pesach, and a mouse came and took the chametz and went into one of the homes, and we don't know which of the two homes the mouse walked into. So the halacha, says the Noida Behuda, is if the two people who have the two homes come together to ask the Shaila, we have to say that both homes need bedika, because one of them certainly had chametz in that. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says that not everybody agrees to that psak. And that even if they both came at the same time, the halacha is that we don't tell either of them they have to be boidik the house. Because we could rely on the chazaka that it's boidik. And we're also referring to a situation that both of the people who owned these houses were mevatel their chametz. So since they were mevatel the chametz, midoraisa, that is adequate. And it becomes only a suffix rabbanon. And therefore, even if they came together, we could be mekel. According to that psakra mishnah brura, whenever we're dealing with a rabbanon, we could be lenient. Our gemara is well understood. However, it's clear that the Noida Behuda disagrees. And the Noida Behuda is going to hold that the two people that came together, both would have to check, if they came together, they both would have to check their houses again. And according to Noida Behuda, in the case of the Erev Tchumim and Al Gemara, it would only be valid if the two people who have the Shaila regarding the Erev Tchumim come separately. Vamarava. Nebnei Ma Amru. Why did Chazal teach us as we mentioned in the Mishnah, not only may you not, that Shabbos by Erev Shabbos by day, you're never allowed to wrap something in something which is Mois of Hevel, increases heat. But by before Shabbos, you're not allowed to even use something which is not Mois of Hevel, which doesn't increase heat. Why is that halacha? Why is that halacha? Says the Gemara. Chazal were concerned that before I put whatever I want to be wrapped, it's not going to be hot enough, and I'm concerned that you may heat it up, and it's ready Shabbos, it's ready Bein HaShemashos, and therefore you may Chas V'Shalom be Bevashel B'Shabbos. Amalei Abaya, Yehochi, if that's the concern, the Bein HaShemashos Nami. So then even Bein HaShemashos, I should not be allowed to that we shouldn't be allowed to be matmin in a dovish and a mice of hevel. Yet the halacha is that we're allowed to. Only on Shabbos we may not, but ben shmoshes we may. Amalei, so Rava responds to Abaya. Stam kederis roisuschein. Most pots are boiling by ben shmoshes. And since most pots are boiling by Ben HaShemashos, we don't have to be so the chances that I'm going to go and cook, warm it up before I do that mana is very minimal, because there's really no reason to do it, because by Ben HaShemashos, it's probably warm and hot, and there's no reason to therefore be machmer. Vamarova. Memnei Ma Amru, as we've mentioned more than once in today's shir, ain't time to bedover myself hevel. Why did Chazal say that you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to put something into something which is increases heat, a film by joy, even Friday by day? Answers the Gemara, we are concerned, if we're going to allow you to use a dova mois of hevel, you may end up putting it in something which has coals. So what is the issue? V'yatman. So why can't we put it into something that has coals? Answers the Gemara, as we've learned previously, we're concerned whenever you're dealing with coals that if you're keeping food in something that has coals, you may stoke those coals, and if you're going to stoke those coals, that's certainly an Isser Derais. That's Isser on Shabbos. So the Rambam asks, why isn't this considered a Gzeira L'Gzeira? Number one is there's a Chashash Shemi Yatman Beremetz. Maybe you'll use coals. And then there's another chash, shem yechata, if you have coals, you may stoke the coals. So isn't that gzeira l'gzeira? And ask the Rambam, the Pirish Mishnayis, that we learned more than once in Am Sechta already, that Chazal don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. So answers the Rambam. When do we say that Chazal don't make a gzeira l'gzeira? That's when Chazal made a gzeira. And then they made another gzeira to protect the first gzeira. So for that we have a rule we've learned many times: ein gozerim l'gzeira l'gzeira. But if the two gzeiras were made at the same time, that isn't considered a gzeira l'gzeira. That's considered gzeira achas. And therefore, when Chazal saw that if we won't make both gzeiras, if we won't make this one package deal, there may be chilul Shabbos. Therefore, we have to be machmer. So here we have a very big machloikus rishonim. The Gemara said very clearly that even Erev Shabbos by day, we're not allowed to be matmin b'dover ha-mois of Hevel, because Chazal were concerned Shem Yechata b'gecholim. We know, we're going to learn the next parak of Mitzvah Shem very soon, that when it comes to Shia, when it comes to leaving food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, the Halacha teaches us that if you do Gruf Ketumah, you cover the fire, you move away the ash, we could be Mekel. What's going to be the Halacha regarding Hatmono? That can you be Mekel on Hatmono if you did Gruf Ketumah? So Rashi says that just like we could be lenient regarding Gruf Ketumah for Shia, we could be lenient with Gruf Ketumah for Hatmona Bedover Hamois of Hevel as well. The Ran disagrees. And the Ran says that Gruf Ketumah is a heter for Shia, but Gruf Ketumah is not a heter for Hatmona Bedover Mois of Hevel. There's also another question. When we say that there's a problem at Mona Bedova Mois of Hevel, is it make a difference if the food is completely cooked or not? Some say it has to be completely, that if it's completely cooked, it's not a problem. Other Rishonim are machmer. We are machmer. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, Bein Hashmashos, as we're about to begin to learn, and we'll spend more time in Mitzvah Shem, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, and tomorrow's Shir, speaking about Bein Hashmashos. So the Mefarshim discuss, what does the word Bein Hashmashos mean? So one pshat that I saw is that we know that the day, every day is called by the day, by the Shemesh, by the sun. So the word Bein Hashmashos comes from, I don't know, is this today or tomorrow? Does it belong to today's Shemesh or to tomorrow's Shemesh? That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, very nice pshat, is that we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the sun and the moon were actually equal. And the sun was what prevailed by day, and the moon is what prevailed by night. But since they were equal, they were both a shemesh. They were both a sun. And therefore, it's called Bein Hashmashos. Is it this time, I don't know to which sun does it belong. Does it belong to the sun of the day? Or does it belong to the sun, the moon, of the evening? So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Bein Hashmashos, Sofek Min HaYom Min HaLaila. Bein Hashmashos is a period which we don't know if it's day or night. Or there's a question where it's Sofek Kula Min HaYom. It may be still entirely day. Sofek Kula Min HaLaila. So we have three possibilities. It may be partially day, partially night. It may be all day, or maybe all night. And therefore, Matilan Oysoi, L'chay Mishnah Yomim, we give it the chumras of day and night. Says the Gemara, is Bein Hashmashos. So when does Bein Hashmashos begin? Mishatishka Chama, when the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimim. As long as the eastern side of the sky is still red, when the bottom of the sky gets dark, when we know when the sky gets dark, the bottom gets darker before the top. If the bottom gets dark and not the top, that's all Bein Hashmashos. Once night comes, and it's all dark, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And there's a machlokes rishonim, which we'll discuss more in tomorrow's shiur, exactly when is Bein Hashmashos. The Rebbeinu Tam's opinion is that there are two shkias, which is the second shkia is the time of three mil, we'll talk about mil in a minute, and a quarter after the first shkia, that's when Bein Hashmashos begins. The Shitas HaGa'onim is from shkia until we don't see the sun anymore. And the Shitas Yireyim is from the beginning of Shkia. And we'll speak about this more in tomorrow's Shia. Rav Nechemya Aimer, Nechemya says that what is the time of Bein Hashmashos? Kedei shehalach odem shetishka acham chatzi mil. The amount of time it takes to walk a half a mil from after Shkia. How much is a mil? So the Trumas Trumas Hadeshen holds that a mil is 18 minutes, so half a mil would be 9 minutes. The Rambam holds that the time of a mil is 24 minutes, and the Gra holds that the time of a mil is 22 and a half minutes. Rabbi Yosemer, Ben HaShmoshes Karafayin. The amount of time of the bear is shmoshes, is a instant. Zeh nichnas, zeh yotze, the night comes and the day ends. V'yef shalam alav. Although I did see that the Rishonim say that even though Rabbi Yossi is saying it's keherif ayin, it is about 2 minutes. So that is the Zman of Ben HaShmoshes, and then becomes night. We know that the halacha is that what is the definition of night? When you have three stars. And Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim and Masech the Psochim has a question. When we say that three stars represent night, how are we to understand that halacha, asks Rabbi Chanan? Doesn't mean that three stars make night, or that three stars, so that means it's a siba, it's what makes night, or is three stars a simen? When I see three stars, I know it's night. L'may nafkamina, says Rabbi Chanan, the nafkamina would be if the halacha is that if you have edim that are coming to say that it's night. So if you have to have three stars to make it night, unless the two edim speak about the same three stars, they cannot combine to say edis. But if it's only a simon, then they could combine. So Rabbi Chanan brings a raya that stars are not what make night, that stars are only a simon that it's night. He says, we know that the Torah HaKadosh says, V'ye'erev v'yivoyker yom echad, that already on the first day of creation, there was erev uvoyker, there was day and night. But we know that the stars, says Rabbi Chanan, weren't created until yom revi'i, until the fourth day. If you can't have day and night without stars, how could it have been day and night before there were stars? Must be, says Rabbi Chanan, that day and night are not dependent. The stars don't make day and night. They're only a simon. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Matin Oysel L'Choy Mishnei Yomim. That time is considered L'Chumr 2 days. Ask the Gemara, L'may Hilchasa, regarding what halacha is that said. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Linya Tumah. As we learned in Masecht Anida, the halacha is a Zov, a male who has the emission of Zov, if he saw Ziva in 1 day, or he saw Ziva in 2 days that aren't consecutive days, for example, Sunday and Tuesday, he's not a Zov. He's considered like a Balkeri. He has to go to the mikveh and wait for Herif Shemesh. But if he saw 2 Riyas in 1 day, or 2 Riyas in 2 consecutive days, or 1 Riyah in 2 days, but it went from 1 day to the next, that's considered as if he saw 2 Riyas. If he saw 2 Riyas, he has to count Zayin Nekiyim and then go to the mikveh. If he saw 3 Riyas in 1 day, or in 2 days, or in 3 consecutive days, or 2 Riyas in 1 day, and the next Riyah, another Riyah the next day, or vice versa, 1 Riyah today, and 2 Riyas tomorrow. So not only does he have to have Zayin Nekiyim and Mikvah, he has to bring a carbon, he has to bring 2 birds for a carbon, Echad L'Oilav, Echad L'Chatas. So, now, this Zov, we have many, this Gemara we're talking about, Kretanan, let's read it inside and then explain it. Rosh Nei Yomim Bein HaShmoshes. If you have a person that saw a Riya Ziva, 2 Bein HaShmoshes, the halacha is, Sofik L'Tuma L'Karbin. Then this person, we have to be Machmer and treat him, if we don't know if he's Tomei or Tahor. Why? Because he saw Bein HaShmoshes today, let's say from Sunday to Monday, and then he saw Bein HaShmoshes from Monday to Tuesday. So if the first Riyah was Sunday, and the second Riyah is Tuesday, then he's not a Zov. If the first Riyu was Sunday and the second Riyu was Monday, or it goes from Sunday into Monday, then he's a Zov of two Riyus or three Riyus. So therefore, we don't know how to treat this individual. If he saw one day, he's a Sofik. If he saw 2 days, he may be a Zov Gadol and have to bring a carbon. So the halacha is that he brings the two kabbonis. The oil is brought because the halacha is you could bring an oil as a nadova. So if he's not mechuyev in the carbon, he'll bring it anyway. And the chatos is brought because maybe he's obligated to bring that chatos oif, but it can't be eaten. Because we know the way a chatos oif is killed in the Beis HaMikdash is with malika. Now malika is the proper way of killing a carbon, but only if you're obligated to bring the carbon. And as we've learned many times, you can't bring a carbon chattis as an adava. You can only bring a carbon chattis if you're obligated to bring the carbon chattis. And therefore, this individual brings the carbon, but it can't be eaten. Ask the Gemara Hagu for Kasha. But we have a question. Amrit, Eiz Ben Hashmashas. We identified that when is Ben Hashmashas, Mishatishka Chama, for when the sun goes down, Kozman Shepnei Mezruch Madimim. As long as the east side is still somewhat red. Hahichsev atachten, it seems that if the bottom is dark, v'lahichsev elyon, but the top is not yet dark, lailhu, it's already night. V'hadatana, but then the Brisa teaches us, hichsev atachten v'lahichsev elyon, if only the bottom is dark and not the top, it's still bein hashmashes. How do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmul, kroich v'tani. This is the way to understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Eiz ben hashmashos. What is ben hashmashos? Mishatishka chama, for when the sun goes down. Kozman shepnei mizruch madimim. As long as the east side is still red. V'hichsev atachten. If the bottom is already dark. However, v'lohichsev elyon, but the top is not yet dark. Nami ben hashmashos. It's still ben hashmashos. V'hichsev elyon, v'hichsev atachten. But when the entire east side is dark, then, laila, it's considered night. Rav Yosef Amar Yehuda Mishmul, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Hachik Tani, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Mishatishka Chama, once the sun goes down, Kozman Shepnei Mizruch Me'idimim, as long as the east side is red, Yoim, that's still day. Hichsev Atachtav Lo Hichsev Elyon, once the bottom is dark, but not the top, that's when the Ben Hashmoshes period begins. Hichsev Elyon V'Hishvel Atachtin, when it's completely dark, it's light. So we had a machlokes when Ben Hashmashos begins. According to Rabbi, it begins when the sun goes down. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's only when the bottom of the east side got dark. Vazdel Tamayu, and says the Gemara, these two opinions are consistent with what we've learned from them in other places. Ditmar, Shir Ben Hashmashos Bekama. How long is the time of Ben Hashmashos? Omer Rabba Bar Mevuda Mishmul, Shloisha Chelke Mil. 3 parts of a mil. Ask the Gemara, my Shloisha Chelke Mil. What does that mean? Ilema Tlosa Palgamila. The time it takes to walk 3 half mils. So ask the Gemara, if that's what you meant, name a mil of Mechtzis. So say a mil and a half. Ella Tlosa Tilsa Mila. The time to walk 3 1/3 mils. Says the Gemara, 3 1/3 mils is a mil. Name a mila. So that can't be the shear he meant either. What must be the amount he walked? He meant tlosa rivi mil. The time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. So depending on what we said earlier is the amount of time of a mil, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 22, 24 minutes, it would be anywhere between 13 and a half and 18 minutes. Rav Yosef Amar Yehuda Mishmul, how much is the time of Ben Hashmashos? Shnei Chilkei Mil. 2 parts of a mil. Again, ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My Shnei Chilkei Mil. Ilei Matrei Palgei Mil, 2 half mils, so then say Lei Mamil. Vela Trei Rivi Mil, if it means 2 quarter mils, so then say 2 quarters is a half. Lei Machatzi Mila. Ela Trei Tilsa Mil. It means 2 1/3 of a mil, which is anywhere between 12 and 16 minutes. Ask the Gemara Mai Benai, what's the difference between these two shittas? How much time difference is there between 3/4 of a mil and 2/3 of a mil. The difference is, ikmanai palga de danka. Palga de danka is a half of a sixth, which is either anywhere between 1.5 to 2 minutes.